Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says we should stop obsessing about Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. That's even as fellow Republicans in the legislature continue to ramp up calls to impeach her. The Elections Commission Chair, Republican Don Millis, is calling allegations against her a pack of lies. And he's angry newspapers and TV stations are making revenue off an advertisement showcasing those lies. Don Millis joins us now. And thanks very much for being here.
A pleasure.
So let's hear a few seconds of that ad. It's from the election denier who ran against Robin Voss.
I am very worried about the fairness and security of our elections if Megan Wolf remains in charge of them.
So the ad highlights what it says was her approval of illegal drop boxes, ballot harvesting, and so-called Zuckerbucks. Mr. Millis, why do you call these allegations out as demonstrably false?
Well, with respect to the first two items, it wasn't her choice. The Election Commission, on a unanimous bipartisan vote, approved of the unstaffed drop boxes, and also to the extent that ballot harvesting was permitted under that, it was part of the same thing. Administrator Wolf was just carrying out those plans. With respect to the so-called Zuckerbucks, there is nothing that state government could do because the courts have since determined that the local governments accepting those funds were perfectly legal. There was a lawsuit. The commission, prior to my being on the commission, voted to dismiss that complaint, and that was confirmed. We know that because the legislature is now trying to amend the Constitution to prohibit the use of such private funds, and I think there's some merit to that. But blaming Administrator Wolf makes no sense because it wasn't her call.
So when you first saw this ad, what was your reaction?
Well, I was surprised. I mean, you know, I'm not a journalist. I do have a journalism degree. And, you know, when I was in journalism school a long time ago, newspapers like the Milwaukee Journal, that was called the Journal then, were paragons of virtue. They would never have accepted ads like this. And and we've since seen that the media, when we have election deniers and when President Trump has made statements that the media believes are lies, they will run chyrons under his speeches and all that. So it seems to me very hypocritical that the media would accept money and certainly in the case of the Journal Sentinel, run ads that they know are false because a month before they ran the ad, they had an article that pointed out that the allegations contained in that ad were false.
So meanwhile, the saga of trying to impeach Megan Wolf rolls on and ramps up. Do you want her to leave her post?
No, I think at this point, you know, we're getting on the eve of a very important, and it's going to be a very contested election. I think that Speaker Voss has it right that this is not the time to be debating these issues. We have so many more important issues. You know, the thing that's frustrating to me is on Tuesday, the Assembly had, I think, a very good day. They voted on a number of things that would appeal to the base, that would appeal to independents. And the headlines were about impeaching Megan Wolf, when there's just no chance that that's going to happen because I don't think there are enough votes in either house to accomplish that. And so it seems to me it's a fool's errand to go down that road because simply are not the votes to do that, in my opinion.
Would you replace her if it were not a fool's errand?
Well, you know, I think we have to think about, well, let's put this in. Politics is the art of the possible. I know that there are four votes on the commission that to keep her. And so the only thing that commission could do right now based on the court decisions is that the commission could vote to remove her, but you need four votes to do that. There are not four votes to do that. It doesn't make sense to do that. And it doesn't make sense to change an administrator and go searching for a new administrator when in 362 days or 361 days, we're gonna have an election that's gonna be pretty hotly contested in Wisconsin.
If that vote were to come to pass on the commission, would you vote to replace her?
I wouldn't vote to replace her right now because I don't think it makes sense to do so.
But you might in the future?
Well, you know, I've had discussions with Administrator Wolf about a variety of things. I think she's generally doing a good job. I think the things that she has done, the things that have been said about her are totally false. But I'm not going to predict how things will go in the future. A lot of this has to do with, you know, personal decisions that she has to make and the future of the staff. And how do we build in a successor? You know, I think it is important that in any agency like this, that you have a plan for succession. You know, I've had some private conversations with her about that. I'm not going to explore, I'm not going to divulge those. But right now, it makes no sense to talk about replacing her.
Very, very briefly, how do you feel about Donald Trump reportedly pressuring Robin Voss to impeach Megan Wolf?
Well, you know, again, I think that people are misled. If you really think that Megan Wolf was the reason why Donald Trump lost Wisconsin, then that's just false. That's not the reason why he didn't prevail here. It had nothing to do with her. And so I don't understand that. I think my guess is that he's trying to appeal to a base so that he can continue to be in the news.
Don Millis, thanks very much.
Thank you.